Oh, thank you, everybody. Welcome to Sound Falls tonight on a sunny, perhaps the first fully sunny, warm day.
Do you remember what it was like here last time?
It was freezing last time. Not that I'm looking, but I see a lot of bare legs out there, which is a good thing. I mean, my legs are bare, except they're covered.
It's good to see all of you. And we have a great show for you tonight. Some of you may have never been here in the barn before. I see a lot of people, a couple of people who I don't know, and a lot of people who I know are here for the first time. So welcome, and make yourself at home. So we're going to start. Oh, yeah. By the way, my name is Maren.
We're going to start with some introductions. That's right. Yeah. This is Maren Thyra van Oostrand of Scandinavian descent.
Please.
Who will be our co-host tonight.
He's starting already.
And Maren does a lot of the organizing for this and working on things and found these wonderful pink chairs from an old hospital doctor's office or something like that a few things back. So those of you in the pink chairs, you're extra comfortable. That's a nice mauve from about 1986, probably. But it's a nice set of chairs, Mark. And I'm
Byron Rix. Let's all give Byron a round of applause. And what's your descent?
Well, yes, I've been. Yes.
Okay, so I have a little reading I'm going to do. And then we're going to bring up Amelia, our young artist for the night. When I was in high school, I heard that the Balinese language does not have a word equivalent to art because art is so integral to their lives. I found that to be true when I finally made my way to Bali in 1998 on a side trip from my FEMA assignment in Saipan and Guam. I was searching for drums, the makers of drums and the drums. While there, I saw that everything was an artistic feast. And I took home more than just drums, but images of what might be the most beautiful place I'd ever been. That's when I formed one of the strongest hopes that artistic lives could be realized for people everywhere. Just as I've believed that love is within us and a part of us, I came to believe that art is within us and a part of us, whether or not it gets applause, gets framed, or gets popular. We all essentially carry on artistically, even when scrambling eggs, lighting candles, tying shoes, planting peas, humming a tune. Whatever we do is an art form. The materials are medium, the places are venue. What's more, there are no limits to the forms of expression, no greater or lesser form. And most importantly, we can change form ourselves. I remember once someone said to me, "Oh, you're a kayaker. I thought you were a musician." "Yes," I said, and I hang my paddle suit right there next to my symphony gown. I have also heard, you live on a farm and you sing in the symphony. What does someone say to this? No, we all know that's not true because farmers don't sing. We are all part of the same symphony or painting. We create this together every day, each person, a member of an artist colony, a school, a church, but all together in the world, practicing what we preach, expressing our individual and mutual inspiration from the spark in our eyes to the movement in our hands. Eventually, we become what we do, works of art. The gray in our hair and the grooves in our palms speaking for themselves. Behold, beauty is in the eyes, period. Thank you.
Thank you, Maren. You know, Sound Falls came as an idea. It was, as you may have heard before, it was a birthday gift to me because Maren had felt that I needed a stage rather than doing antics in the kitchen all the time or, you know, standing around like this and pretending to do something. So she gifted an opportunity to be on stage. And ever since then, you know, it's been a fun time for us to just bring people in the community and from the outskirts of our community here to play. Because, you know, the neatest thing, and Maren mentioned this in a reading, Sound Falls is about just what we do. It's the creativity that all of us have. And we're not all going to have the same voice or the same creativity or all be able to play music or read or write, etc. But we all have a wonderful artistic and creative center. And that's kind of what this show really celebrates, you know. And you'll see it manifested perhaps in several ways tonight. We'll see. This because we're a smaller audience, thanks for coming. This is, you know, the sun calls people outdoors. That means, of course, that you can experience our more experimental show tonight, which I'll leave it at that. We're not going to experiment on you so much, except in the, you know, theatrical sense. I know. Do you want to introduce this fine young artist? No, me? No, he's not. I want to have Maren introduce her. You know why I'm asking this is because Amelia, who's going to play for us, is one of our young artists, and she has worked with Maren over the years. We're going to talk after this. Yeah, we will talk after this. All right. All right, Amelia, take it away. Thank you.
come on up here real quick? So Amelia's been studying with me for 6 years, and she's always been willing to play wherever I've invited her to play. So she's been in all kinds of places, retirement homes, and she's played at one of the earliest Sound Falls. So you want to tell me about what instruments you play? All the ones you have played and the ones you're still playing.
Okay. Well, I used to play the violin, the tin whistle, and the recorder, but now I just play the piano and the flute. So.
Yeah, good choices. So I just want to say that sounded great. And she's, we have a recital coming up this Saturday, a week from today, and she's in the stage of memorizing her music. So I think a lot of that was memorized. And so let's give her a round of applause.
Thanks, Amelia. You know, those beautiful kind of ragtime pieces just are perfect for a summer's evening like this. Like I'm already saying summer. Spring evening like this. It's like walking outside in the grass for me. I just love those old pieces. They take me back. I kind of was weaned in a way on Scott Joplin, so I love that. Well, you might be like me and wonder, hey, where am I? Well, tonight you're at the Carnation Tree Farm in the historic barn here in Carnation. This barn is 100 years old. In fact, up in this box above my head. No, I will not be diving from it into a small bucket of water, but there are actually, three owlets that live up there. Some barn owls. There's a feather stuck in the board near the stairwell. You can look up and see it kind of there. And they now live in the little boxed-in area, but the barn owl used to come in during the show, right? And land up there and then fly out at night, in and out. And so this was kind of a dicey area to sit in, basically, unless you're a scatologist. But you know, also, if you're like me and not only wondering, hey, where am I, but, you know, planning ahead. I like to think about the future and what I'm going to do. And, you know, the days are going to be getting shorter soon. And what better time to think about coming to Carnation Tree Farm and getting in line early for your holiday tree. That's right. All these trees out here, which you can survey out the barn window or strolling about during our 5-minute intermission, can be yours during the holiday season. But get in line now before the days get too short and the ground too wet again to get out in the fields. Plus, where else can you go where they just hand out saws? You can do a lot with saws, and this is your socially acceptable time to do so. Carnation Tree Farm, come and get them. I got through that. We're going to have some singers come up now. We're going to plug in a few guitars. And is that actually a guitar? It is a guitar. It's a little, is it a backpacker guitar? Uke guitar? A three-quarters guitar? Like a three-quarter guitar, and that's like a full guitar. So like you could make a recipe for songs out of this stuff. Like a three-quarter, one three-quarter guitar, one full guitar, one half guitar. And two bongos. And you all are going to sing what? The Littlest Birds. It's a beautiful song that is good for the night.
We've had lots of fun pulling this one together. Todd and Stacy have a great basement for practice. Todd found this piece, by the way. That's Stacy's husband. This is Todd Powell. Yes, let's give Todd, yeah. I'm telling you, he knows everything, all those little tunes, just plops them right out there, and he's been our very, very loyal accompanist. Well, I feel like an old hobo. I'm sad and lonesome and blue. I was fair as a summer.
days pass through you, but you carry it in with you. The souls of your traveling shoes.
It's a wide country when the sun goes down in the west of our great land, where the rails, built in the 1850s, reach the Pacific. It's a great land that I grew up in, that my father grew up in, that we grew up in together, this land near the train tracks. And you know, my dad would sometimes come up to me in the season when sometimes the cottonwood seeds would snow down and sink into the rivers that the flatboatmen used to ply with great commercial goods towards the east and west. And he would say, "Son, we live in a great land that looks so much greater when the sun comes down to the west like this, and the great gleaming rails built in the 1830s and 60s stretch to the Pacific." And he says, "I need to tell you something." And I looked into his eyes, the depth of experience, and shone blue like that Pacific Ocean that I so dreamed me. And he said, "You should know this before you go any farther in life. When you're deploying a .NET application across a server environment, whether a private cloud or a public cloud, there are two things that you need to do first. One is probably upgrade to a different version of Operations Manager. Now, that console is going to be about the same, the new version as the old version, but there are going to be some differences, which I'll delineate shortly. But aside from that," and he went on, and I looked at him, and it changed me. I'd gone from someone who dreamed of that Pacific Ocean to that magnificent place of wanting to work in a server farm. It was transformational. And so now, monitoring .NET applications and other programs of the web really is my place. And I can't thank my dad enough for that. And it's these experiences that we all need to listen to. We all have them. And they're so important to defining us, to defining who we are as a country.
I sensed both laughter and tears in the audience.
Evoked all. Yeah. I think the review will say that.
Yeah, and a little grief
evoked,
in there.
Evoked a spectrum of emotion.
All right.
from elation to illness. So, there's a new IGA store in our fine town of Carnation, Washington. If you haven't noticed, it's right on Main Street. That's the Carnation Market. Fresh.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
Been getting complaints from the family lately about how lumpy the feather pillows are? Well, here's a clue from IGA that might help air the problem. Pop the pillows into an automatic dryer with the heat off and give the pillows a good tumble. Or hang them out on the clothesline. Just be sure they're not exposed to the sun for too long. Your IGA store owner says the sun dries out the natural oils in feathers.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
IGA quick quiz time. Which cut of meat seems to improve as we, rather than the meat, age? I bet you said calf's liver. Seems tasty as a grown-up, but telling the youngsters that liver is rich in iron seldom cleans the plate. Here's a tip from the IGA butcher that might help solve the problem. Next time you serve liver, coat it with pancake batter and french fry it. tastes even better if you add a touch of nutmeg.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
Well, summertime certainly is lemonade time. But your IGA produce manager reminds you that there are lots of other uses for lemons around the house. Did you know that a few drops of lemon juice and a small amount of water makes a super mouthwash? It's a great substitute for cuticle remover, too. And if you ever run out of shoe polish, you guessed it, shine your shoes with a few drops of lemon juice. Pick up a dozen or so fresh lemons today at IGA.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
Wow. Thanks for your endurance. Those are real. Now, we've done a few of those at the show before. I got a few more off the albums that I have at home, which are many. They were meant to be played in the store as you shopped. And not really subliminally, but they would sell you products like lemons for many things, and probably a few dozen more than you thought you'd leave the store with. But these are from the real recordings. And these three, entitled Pillows, Liver, and Lemons, were slated to be played from June 1st to June 21st in the year, so probably 46 years ago today. Had you been shopping at IGA, maybe you were, you might have heard these before. There are only so many experiments I could put you through tonight. I'm sorting through them. Well, why not make it time for to go out on the edge? That's right. It's time for Out on the Edge with Cliff. Cliff Feldspar. Where's Cliff? He's over here. Good evening, everybody. I'm Cliff Feldspar. I'm going to do a regular thing here. I got a gig to do a regular thing here on the show called On the Edge. And I do a lot of outdoor things. I know there are people from REI in the audience tonight, and I want to, you know, there are, you see, how many people go outside? It's something we have in common, isn't it? We all go outside, and I know all kinds of things about the outside. You know, I've spent more than 16,000 hours outside, during the year. And pretty much that many nights outside, too. And I think the ground is a great place to explore and sleep. It's always there with you. And you can, like, I'm looking at it out there now, and it's just beautiful. I can't stop looking out there. But I know all this stuff. I've been all over. You know, if you have any questions, you just come up and talk to me afterwards or during each other. Because I know all the mountains. I know all of them. I've been at the sea. Sometimes I'll leave my kayak out there on the beach and it'll float off. It's okay. I'll spend a couple weeks on the island. I know how to forage. I know my kayak will be out there coming back. I know the set of the currents, how it brings it back. So I want to bring you some tips as we're getting outside today, all over here, on how to do some things. And you know, one thing about backpacking, you don't want to carry a lot, right? Is that not right, REI people, right? That is correct. Unless you really, like, I did get stuck carrying cast iron cookware. Of course, that was by design because I wanted to make sure it was all durable. Some of the products at the time were not as durable as cast iron, but that's maybe tougher. And I keep it out there, so when I'm stranded again, I can get it. But, you know, there's a lot of things you can use that you want to double the use, kind of, you know. You don't want to take, like, one item that you can only use for one thing when you're out and about. And this is what I want to try to tell you about tonight is my favorite thing. I really don't go anywhere without it called the mat for this and that. Okay? This is the mat for this and that. And you can do so much with this, and I'm going to show you a few things you can do with it. And this is, I did get this at REI, for sure. It's a Gore-Tex mitochondrial weave of high denier count, grommeted gusseted, double flat seam taped piece of equipment. It's very, they use this on the space shuttle. And you know those big blankets they put over things out in space? This is what this is. And I've also found, and I started this, I mean, this is where you probably know me and you don't know that you know me, because like I started putting this over my wood pile, and then I wounded it, right? So it's that kind of thing. That's the kind of person I am. I'm an influencer. I'm a go-to guy for outdoor tips. And so what I'm going to do is show you how to use the mat for this and that for a lot of things here today. Okay? This is going to be some unexpected things, and I'm going to remove the mic to be able to demonstrate this. First of all, what do you do if it rains outside, and it really rains, and like you're just there, and you like have to just be out in it? Do you stand out in it? No, you don't. You want to stay dry as possible, don't you? You want to stay warm. Well, this is a little tip. You're going to watch this, because it's going to be done close. So you get down on the floor, like just the ground. Okay, we have to put a little pretend here. Just the ground. Here's the mat for this and that, all space shuttle-y. Usually it's floating up in the space, and I've been up in the shuttle a couple times, and usually it's a whole different setup up there, but in fact, when I went up, it was interesting, I was attached to the outside of the shuttle. I was holding that camera that you see and look for things. That's what I do for a living. That's my bread and butter, but I'm going to have to find something else like this show when the shuttle launches are done. So what you do, it's raining, okay? So it's raining. You can all still hear me through this fabric. Okay. This is the mat. So the mat can be used for a shelter, a basic shelter. And what I think is interesting is I'm using my own skeleton for the poles. There's no need for bringing aluminum along or extra weight. We're fully expandable, collapsible as we are, and we don't need that. So this is this is that. And I'm going to try something different here. I'm now using it for a cook shelter. I've got a little chili in here, hopefully. Well, it's a dehydrated chili things, and again, from the astronauts, I got some Neapolitan ice cream here. I'm making that up right now. It tastes pretty good, so hopefully no breath blowback in that chili. There, a little tight. This is a pretty secure and warm shelter. The other thing I'm going to do here, it's really neat, is that you can use this actually for an emergency surgical shelter, which I'm using it for now. It's basically a hospital in here. Fell on my elbow, potential compound fracture there, so I had to work on that, you know. Again, this happened up in space, and I had to really, help the crew out by doing this. And another thing you can use this for is just, if you need to trap some food, as I'm doing now, there's a couple of rodents in here, and you just kind of eat them up. I mean, you can... You know, again, they're warm if you get them soon enough, and pretty good. So you can use the mat for all kinds of things. Also, you can sleep in it, as I'm doing now. You can just stay here like that. I'm also working on, it's a very interesting workplace as well, a remote, with the technology we have today, and oh my, don't we have it. It is a great thing we can use to, like podcast around the world from this shelter, as well as just set up again that server environment we talked about earlier with the .NET application monitoring, and do that from right here as the chili. Oh, what's going over there? Get that. And I got to stitch myself up again. But again, it's just a mat that does this and that, and it can really get you through some of the toughest times. So I'm gonna come on up right now and show you that I'm still okay, that I've been through a lot. I'm okay. Thank you. There's so much more. In fact, one thing I won't demonstrate right now, but you can actually spread this out nicely and roll yourself up on it, kind of like a little pig in a blanket. And it makes a great way to descend high volcanic peaks. You just skitter down, right? Snow or scree or something, and you skitter, and you're right down in there. So I'd say this, it is an investment, but it's something that you can use about anywhere, including around the wood pile at home. So I suggest that you get one of those. So that's about it for now. You know, I think that why am I here, people say, and why do I do this, and why do I work so hard at developing these tips, which I relate to you? It's because, you know, it's because life is just out there, right? Life is out there. We need to be ready for it. We need to embrace it. We need to think smartly and wisely and conserve our resources and this. And, you know, people say, hey, what's with the hair, Cliff? And I say, hey, it helps the tarp, right? It helps the mat. You see that nice peak I had up there? That's a four-season tarp. So, again, I'll just cut that off now. I'll see you next time. And remember, when you're out there, take the mat, be safe. Wow, thank you. It's really, it was amazing, wasn't it, that I was doing all that in there? You know, I've been out a lot. I do know all these things. These are not, you just can't go out and figure this stuff out. It takes experience, years of experience, doesn't it? We're going to bring up Todd again. He's already
Hello.
There. Todd Powell. And Todd, you know, if you've been here before, he's done some readings and talked to us about noxious weeds in the past. Again, an informative outdoor talk and a reading that brings new insight to all of our experiences with weeds. But now you've got a whole different thing. You've been going in a new direction. It's very exciting, Todd, very exciting.
I've been ruminating.
You're ruminating. That's very good. And I'm going to let you take it away. You've got two pieces. You can do one now. We're going to take a little break and go do the second one, right?
Yep.
You're on.
In the valley with your squarish rump, I see you out grazing as I drive to the dump or the transfer station. They call it that now. My little Ford Ranger, which is the size of a cow. Cow in the valley, you looked so content. What are you doing? How's your day spent? Do you have dreams, cow? Do you have visions as you stand on the grass there and make bovine emissions? Are you the cow that I saw at the fair with the fly-swatting tail and the thought-provoking stare? Are you the cow that gave me a moo? Like in cow, that means how do you do? Valley, you've got me perplexed. Do you consider what happened? happens next? Do you think deeply? What is your view? Do you like Sartre or maybe Camus? Cow in the valley, it's getting so late. The sun will start setting, so head for the gate. You've had a whole pasture on which you can roam, but I won't get rest, dear, till the cows come home. Everybody, are you the cow that I saw at the fair? With the fly's swatting tail and the thought-provoking stare, are you the cow that gave me a move? Like in cow, that means, no, I really think it means, if you looked up the etymological derivation in the Oxford English Dictionary, it means, definition 5, subsection D, from the Middle French, adieu.
And your PhD is from where? that was a double stomach. If you were like me, it's not a good entry to an ad. If you were like me and can't make up your mind each day whether you want a little milk in your coffee or a little cream in your coffee, or if it should be half and half, do I like salt or pepper or both? Hey, do I like nighttime or daytime better? Can't decide. Well, that's the way things are down at Valley Mullet Works. That's right, down at Valley Mullet Works, the barbershop of the valley, they cut a little short and a little long at the same time, depending on how you like it. And today, Julia has decided, and she could come forward, please. We have a barber from the Mullet Works here. We're going to do some work over here with the mat that does this and that. And Julia, I want you to show people your hair. You've decided to come forward and make a commitment to turn it into a mullet this evening. Is that correct?
I do.
Do you also feel that it should be all business in the front and party in the back?
I do.
Now turn around and let people see this shabby hair and what needs to be done with it. Look. A mere thick braid of youth. Who wants such a bovine tail swatting around at the back of your head when you could have a mullet from Valley Mullet Works? So why don't you step over here into our workshop? We're going to let them work for a little bit, and we're going to have a little, see how long it takes them. You know, they have a half-off sale right now, which is kind of for spring. Valley Mullet Works half off. We're going to see what they can do. take quite this long to get a mullet in shape. As you probably know, they're pretty easy to create. Some people try to create them at home, and it just turns out all wrong. Okay, I think Julia's probably eradicated herself of that hideous hair she had before. Wow, the Valley Mullet Works really can do some work there. That's really stunning, Julia. That is, oh yeah. Well, you've changed. Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Thank you, David. You can just keep that.
It'll take a while. It'll take a while for that to grow out again. Years of work gone in a moment. Valley Mullet Works. You can sign up for an appointment today. They do have an open schedule. Or, as usual, you can mull it over for a while. Well, Todd has been busy at work up in the valley there, and you have another piece for us.
I do. I need some help, though. Or you can just stay in the audience. I saw you at the U-Pick, filling up a flat. And then you ate some berries and I said, what's up with that? I promised not to stop you. I didn't see a thing. At least it's just some berries and not a pumpkin. I think maybe you do it 'cause it's fun to transgress. Go on, eat another. And let your meal be blessed. It's nice to think we're angels. Pretend that we don't cheat. But with those tasty berries, well, I can see why you'd eat. You've been caught red-handed with those berries that you ate. Caught red-handed. There's really no debate. Caught red-handed with those berries that you ate. Caught red-handed, please stop. It's not too late. Well, maybe I'll just try one. They look so sweet and juicy. Don't say that you saw me. Don't say I was a floozy. I'll pay a little extra when I get them to the stand. I'll try to be upstanding. I'll try to be a good man. You know you're kind of cute there with that red stain on your chin. If we just share one berry, well, they say that it's a sin. I saw you at the U-Pick. It must have been a sign. I saw you at the U-Pick, and I knew that you were mine. We've been caught red-handed with those berries that we ate. Caught red-handed. It must have been our fate. Caught red-handed with those berries that we ate. Caught red-handed, now let's eat them off a plate. Only the good china will do. None of that Corel. Have you ever dropped one of those plates? Word smithereens ring a bell, and no paper plates, 'cause this ain't no picnic. enough about culinary artifacts. I saw you at the U-Pick, it must have been a sun. I saw you at the U-Pick, and I knew that you were mine. Pick me. We can make some jam, or maybe some preserves, a little jelly, or maybe a pie with some rhubarb in it, maybe a milkshake with some sprinkles on top. Oh, I know, we could make a, yeah, we could make a, as you can tell, I'm into a delayed gratification, but we could make a, here it comes, we could make a smoothie.